Where in the Bible will I find that the Lord built only one church? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Some say that one church is just as good as another. But what does the Bible say? Jesus said, "I will build my church," Matthew 16:18. He purchased the church with his blood, Acts 20, verse 28. That church is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 16:18 and 19. Also Colossians 1:13 and verse 18. It is the body of Christ, Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. It is the house of God, 1 Timothy 3:15. As there is only one body of Christ, and that one body is the church, then Christ is the head of only one church, the church that he built, Matthew 16:18. Denominationalism came about by men refusing to accept the true teaching of the Bible, therefore starting their own church. In view of the Bible teaching, how can anyone claim that one church is as good as another? Jesus surely did not think so. The apostles did not think so. Jesus purchased his church with his blood. He certainly did not purchase the denominational churches as they have added to and have taken away from his teaching in the Bible. Many contend that denominationalism is really the one church of the Bible, that all denominations together compose that one body or church. But look at what God says. Let there be no divisions among you. He also asked through Paul, is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians 1, within the context of verses 10 through 13. Is Christ divided? Of course not. And yet denominationalism divides Christ. We're told that we must not do this. Jesus prayed that all those who believe in him would be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. John 17:20 and 21. Jesus never intended that his followers be divided. Paul shows that the church is his body, Ephesians 1:23, then says there is one body and one spirit. Even as also ye were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, Ephesians 4:4-6. Those who accept the Bible teaching on belief, repentance, confession, and baptism by immersion in water are members of the Lord's one body, his church. Obey what the Lord Jesus says and become a member of his church.